I'm Will Davis, and this is Tennessee Valley StoryCorps. Conversations from people who went to the StoryCorps recording booth when it came to Chattanooga's Miller Park in the spring of last year. Today, Bill Robinson talks to his 9-year-old daughter, Zoe.
One of the things that we wanted to talk about today is the fact that I am quite a bit older than normal parents would be to have a daughter your age. And when we found out that we were going to have you, we were so excited. I was 55 years old, and I was going to have a baby. But is that strange to you?
Well, sort of, because, like, I mean, it's kind of different, but it's kind of not. So there's pros and cons about that.
What do you think about having such an older brother and sister?
I mean, it's kind of fun because they're old enough to the point where they're not like the mean older brother or the mean older sister. So what were my siblings like?
Oh, well, you know, David was, in some ways, he was a lot like you. He was curious, but he was a boy, so he was different in other ways. Having a girl later in my life has been different. The things that are important to you are completely different from the things that are important to a boy.
What about Fallon?
She kind of helped me get ready for you because, like I said, girls are different from boys.
What was I like as a baby?
Oh, you were a pretty easy baby to get along with. You didn't cry much. You didn't fuss. I don't remember us having terrible twos. You were very curious. We had to try to keep you occupied with things to do. You were a pretty fun baby.
Pro, you have more wisdom than I do. Con, you can't pick me up anymore.
Oh, that's true. I can't pick you up anymore. I remember when I did carry you around all the time.
You would ride your bike, and I would ride in a little, like a cart thingy, and you would ride me around the neighborhood.
That's right. I had it connected to the back of the bike, and I would take you around the neighborhood. Now you ride your own bike. You've grown so much.
What are your dreams for me?
Oh, gosh. Well, I think probably the most important thing is I want you to be happy. I want you to feel comfortable for all of your life. I want you to be self-sufficient. That is, I want you to be able to take care of yourself when you get older. It can be difficult sometimes to be an adult, and so you have to be strong. As long as I'm there, I will try to support you, and we know that David and Fallon will also try to support you after I'm gone. Your mom is always there for you and takes very good care of you, and she'll always be there to support you, too. So as long as you grow up and you're happy and you are self-sufficient, I'll be happy. Well, thank you for sitting and talking with me.
You're welcome. Thank you for sitting and talking with me.
You're welcome. If you think of any other questions later, we can still talk about them.
Okay.
Even after we're finished here. Okay?
Okay.
That was Zoe Robinson and her father, Bill. This Tennessee Valley StoryCorps conversation can be found at wutc.org, and you can subscribe to the Tennessee Valley StoryCorps podcast wherever you get your podcasts. This series is produced and edited by me and brought to you, in part, by EPB Fiber Optics. I'm Will Davis.